Some election directors in Republican-majority counties say they too address issues like missing signatures or secrecy envelopes with voters if possible. But others changed course after the issue came up in a separate lawsuit earlier this year. That's when the state Supreme Court concluded the legislature should address the matter, not the judiciary. Professor Rebecca Green is co-director of the election law program at William & Mary Law School.
I think it's a really heavy lift in terms of overcoming the fact that different voters have different voting options depending on where they live.
Green says even if the court eventually sides with the Trump campaign, it's likely to only affect procedure in future elections.
The remedy of disqualifying ballots is you know, very unlikely in instances where voters followed the rules as they were. In other words, the voter didn't make a mistake.
But Ned Foley, who runs Ohio State University's election law program, says regardless of how the case turns out, the timing is concerning given tight deadlines for certifying election results.
It's tough enough for a state to finish its own procedures on this schedule, but add to that, you know, any federal court intervention, and you really run the risk of preventing a state from being able to do what it's entitled to do.
Foley also notes the Bush v. Gore case in 2000 came up through state court. He says this matter seems like one that should also follow that path. Earlier this year, a federal judge determined a substantial portion of another Trump campaign lawsuit in Pennsylvania dealt with matters of state election law.